We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. We learned in the Gemara before that you can menadev Minchas Nesachim. Now, usually, Minchas Nesachim was something that came together with a carbon. And what constituted the Minchas Nesachim? First of all, you had wine, the wine which was poured on the Shittim on the Mizbeach, and then you had the soilus mixed with shemen, with oil, and that was brought as a mincha. That was a regular mincha tzasachim brought together with a carbon. Now, we learned that from the pasuk Ezrach that you can menadiv a mincha tzasachim by itself. Our Mishnah takes it a step further. The Mishnah says, misnadvim yayin, you can misnadvim yayin by itself. And Rashi says the yayin will be poured on the shittim, that's those holes on the mizbeach that goes down to the bottom. So you can menadiv the yayin by itself. Ve'mistadim shemen. Shemen, you cannot menadiv by itself. It has to be dafka together with tzilus. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfonaymer, misnadvim shemen. You can do shemen also, just like you do yayin, shemen also. Amar Rabbi Tarfin, I'll tell you why. Ma mitzinu b'yayin shuba chayva. You find that yayin comes chayva together with minchas asachim uba nadava, and still you can bring wine by itself for nadava. Av shemen shuba chayva comes together with the minchas asachim as a chayva uba nadava by itself also. So you, Rabbi Akiva, hold the yayin you can bring by itself. So why can't you bring shemen by itself, oil by itself? Amar Rabbi Akiva, it's not a dinyan. Loyim amrit b'yayin shekein karav imchayvasa pnei atzmai. Yayin, even when it's brought together with the carbon, it's still brought by itself. The yayin goes to shittim and the soilus and shemen are mixed together and brought as a carbon. So yayin is always by itself. So therefore, if you learn from Ezrach that you bring a carbon by itself, you can bring nesachim by itself, you can bring yayin by itself. Because it's by itself, even when it comes to the chayva. Taim b'shemen, she'in karbon b'chayvas b'nasbah. Even shemen always comes, even when it comes with the carbon, always comes together with the silas. And therefore, there's no shemen, no carbon shemen by itself. So it comes in machlokes Rav Tarfin and Rav Akiva, and we actually pass like Rav Tarfin because there's a mishnah later on, a stam mishnah that you can menadev shemen by itself. And the way you do it is, you make a kmitza, and then you makdi the kaimitz, and the shiara of nechalim, that's the halacha. We had it before, and we're going to have it later on also, I think, in a mishnah, that you can menadev shemen by itself. It seems like that's a stam mishnah like Rav Tarfin. Zok the mishnah vayta. There's no halacha that you cannot have shutvim who bring a mincha together. In shnayim misnadvim misaron echad. Two people cannot bring a nedavo, one mincha. They can't bring shutvim one mincha. Mashekin, every other carbons you could do. Every other carbon nedavo you could. Misnadvim oilo ushlamim va'oif. I feel a prey da'achas. Even one bird as a carbon oilo, you could bring, two people could bring it as a shutvis. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's a drasha, that mincha cannot be brought with a shutvis, but other oilo ushlamim va'oif, other carbon nedavo, that it's behema or oif could be brought as a shutvis. Talk to Gemara. Gemara first will discuss the first part of the Mishnah. Amar Rava, medivrei shneim nilmoid, from both Rabbi Kiva and Tarfin, you see, misnadev odam minchas asachim b'chol yom. That's poshut, you can bring a minchas asachim as an adava besides for the carbon. That means you can bring soilus and shemen and yayin. That's what Rashi brings down, really. And soilus, shemen alone, also l'kuliyam you can bring. That's what you see l'kuliyam. The whole machlok is just this, shemen alone. So medivrei shneim nilmoid, misnadev odam minchas asachim b'chol yom. The more pshita. It's Pashut. Why shouldn't they be able to bring it? We have a Pasuk of Ezra. We know you can bring it, so it's Pashut. So now the Tema, you would think, Minchas the Dava Goli Barachmana, Hane Chamisha Menachos in Tveiloi, Kamash Velon. No, Kamash Velon, that you could bring the Nesach. Now, what would it have been? The having of it is that maybe the when it says in the Torah that Nefesh Kisakib Kar Minchal Hashem, it says you want to bring a mincha stadava. It says you can bring either mincha soiles or machvas or macheshes or chalais or kikim, the five menachas. So you would think only these menachas you can menadev, but nothing else. Kamash v'lon hanim milav estama. That's dam v'zeh reilai mincha. Ava hecha the parish. But if you speak it out, then you speak a nesachim. You can bring nesachim as an adava by itself. So that is the chiddush over here, that you can bring a minchas nesachim b'chol yom, because now the truth is, really, the Gemara before darshens it from a pasuk. It says Ezrach melamed shenisnadev nesachim. I guess the same kasha is that what do you need a pasuk for, and what's the chiddush of this? And here, Rav is goofa learning out that all these tanaim hold like that. What exactly is the chiddush? Why shouldn't it be a regular mincha? And that the answer is, since the Torah says that if someone wants to bring a minchas to David, brings one of his five menachas, and does not say minchas asachem, you would think he can't bring it. So Mara answers, yeah, it's true. The reason why the Torah specifies those five is because a stam minchas those five. But avada, if you speak out, I want to bring a minchas asachem, you could bring out minchas asachem. Zok to Gemara Vayikra. It's in the Mishnah that you can't bring a mincha b'shutas. Ein shnayim esnadim. My time, what's the reason? Ilei Moshum Dechsev says in the Pasuk V'nefesh ki sakriv kar mincha loshen yachid, and that's mashma only a yachid can bring a mincha, not a shutvis. Ilei Namiya Ksev Yakriv. But Ilei also says, Imali Kavanam Abaka Zokotam Yakriv Venu, says, El Pesach Amar Yakriv Oysa El Ritzayna Yakriv. Says also the Yakriv. It can't be the Raya. Ela Oyla my time. How do we know Oyla can bring a shutvis? It's a chsiv. Lo Oyla Seichem. This is a pasuk. Eilu Tashla Hashem v'moy adeichem levam v'nidrechem v'nidvay seichem lo Oyla Seichem. But the only problem is, it says in the pasuk v'mincha seichem also. V'mincha nami yaksiv v'mincha seichem. So where do you see that you can't bring, more than what, you can't bring v'shutvis? Where do you see that? So tomorrow, and for the Gemara, Mishnah Bechsiv Ba Nefesh says in the pasuk Nefesh, which teaches us that Nefesh Kisakir Karba Mincha LaHashem, that a Nefesh, that word Nefesh means one person. That teaches us Dafka, one person, not Shutvah. Shutvah cannot bring a Mincha. Amar Rav Yitzchak Meimanish Tanis Mincha Shnem by Nefesh. Why was Mincha Taina Mahachi? Skip something. Taina Mahachi. The Brice is the same thing. Taina Mahachi. That the pasuk says Taina Mahachi. So we have a braisa that says the same thing. Taina Malchi, Rabbi Emi, Asher Yaakov, Kabbana, L'chon Adrei, M'chon Advois. And it brings a different pasuk that says you could bring Kabbana's B'shutvis. It says in the pasuk, Asher Yaakov, Kabbana, L'chon Adrei, M'chon Advois. So Asher Yaakov, L'Hashem, Hakobam, B'shutvis. Everything he brought B'shutvis. Lo'isilik Akosvel, Mincha, Shenem, Nefesh. The only thing, the only exception to the rule is Mincha, Shenem, Nefesh. Mincha that says Nefesh, so that teaches us that it's supposed to be brought alone, the Mincha to be brought alone. Why is mincha different that it says we're nefesh? Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, mi darkar lahavi mincha. Who's the type to bring a mincha and not a? Well, I'm not bringing a dava. You just bring a behemo, oif. Who's the type to bring a mincha? Ani maladi alav keilu hikriv nafshoy. It's keilu when a ani brings a mincha. It's keilu hikriv nafshoy lefanai, and that's what it says losh nefesh. And some ask, that, what do you mean? And when a person who could afford it brings an oif or a behemoth, that's not his nefesh. It's also costing him a lot of money. Why? Everyone brings whatever they can afford. So why dafka by a ani we say the word nefesh? So someone to answer, because a behemoth is something that's extra. An oif is something that's extra. But flour and oil, that's pashut basics. He's giving up mamish's basics for a carbon. That's why I use losh nefesh. Why by mincha? There's five different variations of this mincha, of this mincha sedava. You have solus, machbas, marchesha, eschalus, rukikim. Why is there five variations? The man, a melech was dumb, his friend made him a suda. But the melech knows that his friend can't really afford much. Amaloi tells the friend, make your flour five different ways. So I should have a chash of a suda. See, here also, that's what it's five different types of menachas. The Masha asks, that's not really such a good dinyan, because over there, you're giving him five different dishes by the suda. Here, it's a choice, one of these five menachas. So therefore, the Mashah, he blives says, "Any day of mamish, the hasam besuda achas v'hanach, hay mini tigim kol echad mincha v'neasvei." It was all mincha. They're not all together. There, it's all together one suda. So some Mavachrusa wanted to tell him maybe that it means by the melech you weren't giving him all five. You give him a choice of one of the five. That's what makes a chashu. You give him a choice. Let's say you chicken or beef. Here you have different choices, different type of menachas, and that's the dimyan. Here also, I have different type of menachas. There are different type of dishes. You have a choice. Here also, different type of menachas. Hadun alach perek hamenachas vanesochim beli neder. Zok the new mishnah. New perek harei alai soron. Zok the mishnah. Harei alai soron. So this is, I think, the last perek. Yes, the last perek in Maseches Menachos. Harei alai soron. Someone makes a nedava neder. He says, I want to bring a soron. The halacha is Yavi Echad. He brings a mincha, one isarin. If he says a shreinais, but doesn't specify how much, Yavi Shnayim brings two. Two isarinais. In one mincha, two isarinais. Pirashti v'yedeh ma'pirashti, he spoke out how many isarinais he wants to bring, but he forgot what he said. Yavi Shishim isarin. He brings 60 isarin, because that's the biggest mincha that could be. Can't be more than this. It might have been less, But this is the biggest it could be. And then you make a tanai. You say, if all 60 is a neder, good. If not, whatever is a neder should be neder, then the rest should be on a dava. And all in one mincha is probably a dava, probably neder. If a guy says a reilai mincha, yovi ezesh yirtza. He says a reilai mincha, he can bring any one of the five menachas. Rashi says, chamesh menachas. Rabbi Yudayim, yovi minchas asailas. He brings minchas asailas. Because that's the miyachedah shemenachas, and we'll see why. The Gemara will explain that. We'll learn tomorrow. Tomorrow's blat. Why if you have Yehuda bring the minchasayos? That's the mincha miyachedahs. Now Taisus asks that why? Maybe it means minchasasachim. Why dafka is Rashi even five menachas? Maybe when we say rather mincha, you should also have a choice to bring minchasasachim. Zok Taisus perish mechameshus menachas. Avav minchasasachim loy achavin. It definitely didn't mean that. Avagav is not about minchasasachim. Well, yeah, you could do it. The stoma daita menachas and farashus regulus love neatzman love gal zevach. He probably means the regular menachas that come by itself, not the ones that come with the zevach. Zok marvaita mincha oy min mincha. If he says harei alai mincha, or he says harei alai min mincha, yavi achis, bring one. And betzav, if you say mincha, it's the same achlag as four. Which one? You bring one of the five, or according to Yehuda, dafka mincha seles. By min mincha, I saw brought down, the article brought down from the Chedushim of Urim, that if you say min mincha, so then maybe there the kuliyama, it could be one of the five, and not, and even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, because he said min mincha, he's one of the menachas. So if he says mincha loshen yachid, yavi achas, bring one. If he says menachos, or min menachos, says loshen rabim, yavi shtayim, bring at least two. Pirashti, if he says, I specified which type, and I don't know which one I specified, yavi chamishtan, you bring all five types of menachos. Pirashti, mincha shal shreinim, kama pirashti, he says, I spoke out a mincha of a certain amount of shreinim, I don't know how many. Yavi shishim isarim, bring the biggest one, 60 isarim. Rebbe says, Yavi menachos shall isroinos ve'echvat shishim. Rebbe holds they can mix a ned and a dava into one keli. And here he said he wanted to bring a mincha of a certain amount of isroinim. So you don't know what it is. So you have to bring a mincha of one isaron, a mincha of two isaron, a mincha of three isaron, a mincha of four isaron, until you reach 60. That's you have to bring 60 different menachos and all different sizes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all different sizes. That's you have to do according to Rebbe. And we'll see if Rebbe argues on the ratio of the Mishnah as well. We'll see that momentarily where the Mishnah there says that if someone says that Parashti, Vainidevi Parashti, Yavi Shishim Isarain, we'll see if he argues on that as well. We'll see when we see the Gemara. It's not the Gemara. It said in the ratio of the Mishnah, Reilai Isarain, Yavi Echad. The Gemara Pshita, it's Pashit. Zok the Gemara. Esrainis, Yavi Shtaim, Esrichle. The Chiddush is that Esrainis should bring two. Break the Gemara, Esrichle. Bring the Hanam Pshita, it's also Pashit. What he said, Esrainis means two. And for the Gemara, miyat esrein shtayim esrichle. Teach you it, two is enough. Maybe it's two more than two. No, two is enough. That's one pshat in the Gemara. There's a different gears in the Gemara that learns that both are pashut. Both isarin echad and esreinus is pashut. And the Gemara says, perashti esrichle. Okay. So the Gemara vayte. Perashti, v'enidei ma perashti, yob yishishim esarin. He spoke at how many esreinus, but he doesn't know how much. He doesn't know if he said 2, 3, 4, 5. So he said, bring 60 in. Either way, you're covered. Because even if it's less, the rest is in the double. Mantan, I'm a chizka de loyka Rebbe. The Rebbe, ha'ima yavei menachos shel esroinus v'achvat shishim. According to Rebbe, you have to bring 60 different variations of a mincha. A 1, a 2, a 3, a 4. You can't just put a 1 keli 60. That's what he says. And he argues in the ratio also. Rabbi Yechon, afilotema Rebbe. Rabbi Yechon says, even if you go according to Rebbe, ba'ima perashti esroinus avalekavatam akli. The maisi shisim esroinus v'shisim money. He says that over here, Rebbe only argues where you were kaveya b'kli. But here you weren't kaveya one kli. And therefore, you didn't say I'm bringing one kli. There you said, the land of the mission is talking like this. He said, I'm bringing a mincha, one mincha, of a certain amount of sarin. So I have to make 60 different variations. We covered for sure. Here he didn't say that. Here he says he's bringing altogether 60 isroinus. He's bringing isroinus. Now, 60 isroinus could be in 60 different kalim. What's the problem? So you bring 60 kalim of one isarin each. L'chayra, fira rechlin, he's also arguing, but it's not the same achleikis. He's still bringing a total of 60 isroinus, the same like the Tanakama, Mashenki in the Sefer, he's bringing much, much, much more. Here he's bringing also 60 Yisroinis, we're bringing 60 different Kalim. I didn't say I'm bringing one Kali. The Maisi Shitim Yisroinim and Shitim Money. Yisroinim Shitim Money. You bring 60 Yisroinis and 60 different Kalim. Like Rashi explains, Hikl Yavi Shishim Yisroinis and Shishim Kalim, Kolech Vechon Yasmai. Vahod Kama Yavi Minchas Shol Yisroinis and Echavat Shishim. That says in the Sefer. You bring 60 different Yisroinis, 60 different Minchas, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hana Hikl the Kavu Kli Echad. Lemotzi Yosu Yavi Kli Echad. Loi Basu Vachon Temach. Can't bring a little less or more. Hikl Yavi But here, he just said, I want a total of Esrainis. And you can bring a 6 different Kalim. You can't put into one Kalim. Why not? Because he holds you can't mix Neder and Adavis. You can't make the Tanai. You have 60 separate Kalim. But the total is 60 Esrainis of flowers, just like the Tanakam holds total 60 Esrainis of flowers. Imagine in the race in the Sefer, where you're bringing a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, I don't know the math, but it's coming out to, you know, plenty of Esrainis, a lot. A lot of Esrainis, you know, it could be a few hundred. I have to figure it out. But it's much big difference. And Rebbe is not the same Shita here, like we say before. The first Mandiyama says, no, Rebbe would say the same thing in the Reish also. You have to bring Echavat Shishim. But according to Rebbe Yechanan, no, you just bring 60 separate Esrainis and 60 separate Kalim.